This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. With a look at the next big series in KERA's ongoing project, One Crisis Away, about life on the financial edge. Courtney Collins has been reporting for months now in a neighborhood that's been on the financial edge for more than a century. It's West Dallas, across the Trinity River from downtown. And it's being transformed with high-end restaurants and apartments starting to crowd out bleak warehouses and weathered rent houses. Courtney, your series is called One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. Why?
Well, that's the reality a lot of West Dallas families are actually facing right now. They have no place to go. Back in September, the city of Dallas strengthened its city code, which means they have a little bit more teeth when it comes to inspecting rental properties, keeping things to a higher standard. Once that happened, 305 homes, majority of them in West Dallas, owned by the company HMK Limited, were found to no longer be up to code. Now, the landlord says he really can't afford to bring them up to code. He says they'd actually have to be demolished and rebuilt, and he doesn't have the funding to do that, nor could he rent them for very little once he did.
So how much do people pay in rent?
Families are really paying as little as $300 a month.
Wow, $300 a month.
Exactly. So the city agreed not to fine this landlord that owns HMK Limited for violations through the end of the school year, which is June 3rd. That means families could stay through then. But at this point, there's nothing left in West Dallas at that price point. So these families truly have no place to go.
So we're only a little more than a month away. Where are these people going?
Some have moved into spare rooms with family members. Some have moved to South Dallas, where there are a lot of other properties that are close to a similar price point. Some have moved out of the city altogether. And some don't really have a plan and are still in their houses, kind of praying for a miracle. I talked to this guy, Joe Garcia. He's one of the people that doesn't have a plan right now. He survives on a small disability check every month, and he lives with his 84-year-old mother.
On one situation, it's always a stretch. It's always a stretch for it. This West Dallas is mostly right now, it's like older people live here, and they don't know where to go.
Garcia says he's applied for Section 8 housing, was told he didn't qualify. He also hasn't had any luck securing a mortgage to buy his house, which he'd really like to do. He just doesn't have a plan right now.
And his family, like a lot of these, have been there for decades.
Some people who live in West Dallas have even been in the same rental home for decades. I talked to one woman who's been in the same little house for 50 years and paying $300 a month in rent.
All this development in West Dallas happened so quickly. In the 5 years since the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge opened, Santiago Calatrava designed those soaring white cables to link downtown and West Dallas.
And back in 2012, some people used to sneeringly refer to that bridge as the Bridge to Nowhere, which was pretty offensive to the thousands of people who live there. Doug Swanson is an author and former Dallas Morning News reporter who spent a lot of time in West Dallas back in the 80s.
I mean, you could obviously see the change coming. And then the apartments started going up, and I thought, well, I'm really an old-timer now, because I never would have thought that you would see any development like that in West Dallas. And I also thought, you know, what's going to happen to the people who've been living here?
Well, that's the question. To me, one of the fascinating things about this area is the history.
This is the very same neighborhood where Bonnie and Clyde joined forces. This neighborhood's been battling poverty and industrial pollution for almost 100 years, and now it's changing so fast that people really can't adapt or keep up.
And there's been this demographic transformation there, too.
During the Great Depression, West Dallas was really a poor white neighborhood. Then black families began to settle there once industry moved in, and now it's really a majority Latino neighborhood.
So, Courtney, what's being done to help these people?
There's a lot of different things going on right now. There's some money that has been set aside for relocation expenses, about $300,000 to be divided up among the families that are trying to find new places to live. The city, some other people are really pushing home ownership so that people could have a stake in their property, something to call their own instead of spending so much money over so much time on rent. There's a lot of longer term solutions that are kind of being proposed, the mixed income developments, maybe building more subsidized housing to begin with. But the one thing everyone really seems to agree on is there really is no place to go in the Dallas area for people used to spending $300 or $400 a month on rent.
And that kind of housing just doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
The series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, starts next Tuesday evening. We'll also have an extensive digital project with photos and video from the neighborhood. Looking forward to it, Courtney.
Thanks, Rick.